Time now for our Wednesday morning conversation, as promised. Pastor Julie is here. Boy, I don't know if that's a demotion. I don't want to give you a demotion here, Pastor Julie. Pastor Julie is here from Grace, and so is Shirley Derleth. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Glad that you're both here with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
First, Pastor Julie, there's a couple of meals coming up at Grace, and so before we get to the meat and potatoes here, so to speak, no pun intended, that just happened just like that. Let's talk a little bit about Grace Lutheran Church here in Tomahawk. First of all, how would you describe your congregation?
That's a good question. I think people who are living out their faith, and I think that's really awesome. In Tomahawk, there's so many ways that people live out their faith, and Grace is part of that.
Yes, and I know from my experience, everybody's always welcome at Grace.
Definitely. Try to open the doors, and all are welcome.
Now, with that in mind, Shirley Derleth, how long you've been going to Grace?
I've been going to Grace since... I think since about 2012.
Okay, so you've been going there a while.
Yep.
Very happy in your church home.
Yes, very happy.
And this is a time that you're planning on giving back a little bit to the community and to the church.
Absolutely, yep.
We're going to talk about that for Christmas Day, but first I want to bring Pastor Julie back in. Tomorrow is it's the winter solstice. It's the longest night of the year. It's a time where we have the least amount of sunlight all year long, and
that's
for a
right.
lot of people this time of year, it's not just the holidays, it's the winter time. It's the darkness of the winter time that has a lot of people down in the dumps. Mental health is very important to recognize and understand the best we can. Given what I've learned on our community calendar, you at Grace Lutheran Church have this all down, and you want to be there to help. So Blue Christmas dinner tomorrow. So let's talk a little bit about that.
It's actually a Blue Christmas worship.
Okay.
Won't be any food there, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm going to have to change that. I think that we have something about a meal on there.
Oh,
so,
gotcha.
Well, no meal, just togetherness.
Yeah, okay. And what's really wonderful about
food
that...
Food for the soul.
There you go. That is it, Jeff. What's really wonderful about that, Pastor Kathy has songs and readings and things just to kind of be in the moment of knowing that Christmas is okay if you're sad, if you're missing someone, if... you're grieving, that it's okay to have that time, because sometimes it's so hard when everybody's cheery and joyful, and when you're missing someone, you don't always feel that way.
Right.
So a Blue Christmas gives a space and a time to have that loss recognized and to be able to understand that Jesus walks with us in that.
You know, for a lot of people, it's a mental health issue this time of the year, and it's not necessarily people that are all caught up in the stress and the hubbub of all the secular things that this holiday season brings. You can be a true Christian at heart and understand the real meaning of this holiday and still feel down at this time, and it's important to recognize that as well.
Very much so, yeah. I think that's the hard part, is everybody feels like they have to hide it if they're not feeling cheery and,
right.
and great, but really, we know that's part of the season, too. It's bittersweet when you love someone and they're not there. It's not a Norman Rockwell Christmas, right?
So, yeah. And a lot of different reasons can bring people down, too.
Yep. Definitely.
How long has this Blue Christmas worship been going on?
Actually, first time.
Okay.
Yeah. Pastor Kathy is starting this up, and we're so thankful. She's our visitation minister, and she's really come on board with some great ideas and helpful things that we can do to help encourage everyone in the community. And this worship is for everyone to come and just be a part of. You don't have to be a member of Grace. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So if you'd rather not be alone tomorrow night, and who knows, after tomorrow night, you might not be alone ever again the rest of your life. You never know what can happen. Miracles, little miracles happen every single day.
Yeah, Jesus is with us. We are never truly alone, and
yes.
that's important. Yep.
So with that in mind, what time does the service start tomorrow? What time would we like to see people enter?
6:30
tomorrow evening at Grace.
Perfect.
On SOMO, and if you are alone or if you're just feeling a little bit down, this is going to be something that'll bring you up.
Definitely.
Shirley, tell us about Christmas Day. What's this meal going to be all about at Grace? And this is the first year it's back in person, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, since COVID. So I actually was the coordinator through 2019, and then I backed away just because my kids were at an age where it just was getting to be very difficult. And so Pastor Susan had taken that. She was our visitation pastor, and so she's retired, so she's stepping back. So, again, the calling, the little, you know, whisper in the ear kind of came Maybe it was my children a little bit too. I'm not really sure. Maybe that was the mm-hmm. whisper. But so I've agreed to do it again because I do feel that it is an important ministry of our church and of the community to allow people, both whether they're alone or if they just want to come and share some fellowship. So we will have that after our church service beginning at 11 o'clock. And then we are doing deliveries also for those that can't attend in person. We deliver meals to those that are working on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And then we're hoping that we have a lot of people that come in person then and join us for fellowship and the meal. So
let's get the itinerary set. What time is services? Our services on Christmas Day?
Our Christmas Day service is at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So that works out perfectly. Our dinner will start up in our fellowship hall at 11. We get the deliveries packaged up beginning at about 10:30, so we can get those out the door before people are coming in to share the meal in person. So, and then from 11 to 1, anyone can come in person. And if anyone needs a delivery after 11, we can definitely do that. We will have the phone ready to go, so we will be answering if anyone needs a meal last minute as well.
Historically speaking, who do you see at this meal? Do you see families? Do you just see individuals who are by themselves, or a little mix of everything?
A little mix of everything.
Okay.
We've had people that have been coming, you know, for years. Even the deliveries, it's interesting that I see many of the names that I saw when I was doing it back in 2019 are still on that list, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
That we're still able to minister to them and to bring them some hope on a day that may not be, again, a joyful time. So, yeah.
So what's on the menu for Christmas Day?
Well, we have ham, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, cranberries, a dinner roll, and then we have apple and pumpkin pie, and then we have drinks available as well.
And what, $20 a piece or so?
No, actually it's a free will donation.
Yeah.
So they can come. Again, it's a ministry of our church, and you know, we've had a lot of people that have been very generous in giving to the day. So
okay.
So it's been awesome that we've been able to continue it.
So if you have a little bit extra, you can give a little bit.
Yeah.
If you don't have that much,
yeah,
it's not expected either.
No, absolutely not.
No pressure. That's awesome.
Correct.
Do you need any help getting this? This has to be, how many people are you expecting? How many are you cooking for? How many are you going to be ready for?
Well, we're planning for 250. That's what
okay.
we've done in the past too. And normally about half of them are deliveries and then half in person. So
okay.
we usually have right around 100 people when we did it in person before, and then between 100 and 125 that we deliver to. So we can still use volunteers. I mean,
okay.
we've had a lot of people reach out, both from our congregation and the community. Pastor Julie's been working with the Associated Clergy, so I've had many people be calling me from other churches and just locally. I mean, I've got some people that, again, I had my list from 2019 that I reached out to a few people too that were still very interested, that aren't members of our church but have always enjoyed helping.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pastor Julie, the United the United Clergy of Tomahawk.
Yeah, Associated Clergy Act. Yep.
Associated Clergy. This is something that our community should not take for granted either. It's not
no.
in every community where all the church families all get along like we do here
yes.
in Tomahawk. So it's a special thing, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I love this group of folks that just get together. And we don't talk religion as much as we just talk about serving Jesus and helping others.
Yeah.
And I love the folks we get together and just support each other. And it's really awesome. We've been able to do projects together, backpacks for kids and prayer for the school and, yeah, National Day of Prayer, all kinds of good stuff. So they're looking forward to being part of this event, too.
What else is happening on Christmas Day as part of the meal? You go for a service and then you go for the meal. Is there anything else is happening while the meal is going on? You have kids singing or somebody playing violin in the background, anything like that?
Yep, we're hoping to have some
okay.
musicians come. You know, we've had people from our congregation, and I know Pastor Julie has reached out to the other congregations who are blessed with that gift. I am not.
Yeah.
but yeah, so we try to do that, and we have the people that are volunteering and serving. We really try to have them having conversations with the people that
yes.
are coming in, helping them get the food to their tables, and all of those things, and then just enjoying each other's company and fellowship on that day.
Yeah, when the Lord said, make a joyful noise, I think the emphasis was on the noise because he knows he didn't give a lot of us the talent to make a beautiful noise.
That's so right. true. Right. True. So maybe I can sing when it's time
right.
to go.
That's right.
So it's at Grace Lutheran Church. First of all, Blue Christmas service is tomorrow night, and that's at 6:30. If you just don't want to be alone, if you want to get a good positive message, be around a lot of other people who are in the same boat as you are, Blue Christmas service starts at 6:30 at Grace tomorrow night. And services start at 10 o'clock on Christmas morning, and then the meal will be served afterwards. Now, let's just say you get a whole bunch of people in there at 10 to 1. Then what?
Then if we still have food, they will be served.
Okay.
So, that'll be the hard part.
And the nice thing is that Triggs has been very generous in helping us. We order a lot of the food from them. I had a call yesterday from PCA, and they're donating some hams, too.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Wow. So, because I'm going to be honest, I was a little bit nervous. I was like, you never know when something's coming back, whether there's going to be a lot or a little. So I was like, oh, my gosh, what happens? But we've gone out in the past if we are running low. Any place that's open too, we've gone out to try to get things to be able to make sure that we have enough for everybody.
Good deal.
Yeah. And anything that's left over, if the flip side happens, we do go and donate it to our sister's house and any other organizations in the area that may be in need of food as well.
Would you like them to step forward and say, if there is anything, think of us, or do you already have a good list and a good idea of where that stuff will go if there's any extra?
If people are willing to reach out to us, that'd be great. We always are needing ideas. So, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And so, let's see, what other particular... Oh, as far as deliveries go, how do people get a delivery to happen?
So they call our church, 453-4066, and talk to our secretary, and she makes a list. We get their name, their address, and phone number. And then what I do is I make cards that have directions, and then we have volunteers that actually go out and deliver the meals, and we try to organize them based on where in the community that they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, depending on how many volunteers we have, we either get, they make one trip out into the community, or they come back and make a second trip. So we try to limit it within the Tomahawk community just because this year the weather is going to be decent, but we've had it in the past where they've called from like Merrill, and it's been very difficult. So we just try to keep it in the community if we can.
Yeah.
But they can always come and pick them up as well at church when we're there. So either way.
So the call is going out to anybody in our general Tomahawk area.
Yep.
And if it can be worked out, it'll be worked out.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
453-4066. When do you have to have all those phone calls in so you know who's getting delivered when?
Well, again, I will be at the church 7 a.m. on Christmas morning starting to prepare the meal. So the phone, when it rings, we'll have somebody manning the phones even on Christmas morning. So, if they can do it ahead of time just so that we kind of have an idea of how many people, but last minute's okay too. We don't have a problem with that.
453-4066 for delivery on Christmas Day. And I've related this story in the past. I found myself alone on a Christmas a while back, and I thought, I can either sit at home and feel sorry for myself and miss my family, or I can go out and try to put a smile on somebody's face. So I volunteered to deliver meals on Christmas Day.
Excellent.
I'll tell you what, the best hugs, some of the best homemade Christmas candy and cookies.
Oh, right.
So I was not alone that day, and I will never, I every time I tell the story, I get the goosebumps.
Right.
It made such an impact on me that day. And if somebody should always do it at least one time in your life, whether you have family or not, your family will excuse you for a couple minutes or for a couple hours.
Right.
Even better idea, bring a few kids with you.
Exactly. The family
And that's what I try to do. My kids have been helping me with it ever since they were little, and that's why I think that we have the volunteers coming back year after year, because that's exactly what they say. The look on someone's face, or the gratitude that they share with us is much more a gift to us than it is ever that meal to them. So
Pastor Julie, it must be pretty cool to be the pastor of a congregation that is so giving and has such a wonderful heart in this great community, huh?
It sure is. I'm so thankful for Shirley and so many other volunteers. It's wonderful.
Shirley, any last words before we let you go here this morning? Because you're probably going to start cooking as soon as you get out here.
Close. No, just, you know, we encourage anybody and everybody to come and join us on Christmas Day. You know, whether they want to volunteer or they want to be a part of the meal, you know, we'll put any volunteer to work that we can and you know, and then stick around to have a good meal and fellowship together.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah. And Pastor Julie, any last words from you this morning?
Come to worship at 10 o'clock. We'll enjoy everyone being a part of that, too.
Yep.
And don't forget the Blue Christmas service tomorrow night at 6:30.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks,
ladies,
Jeff.
Thank you very much for being here. Merry Christmas, and thank goodness we have Merry people Christmas like you in our community. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.